Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul-level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, so I am logged into the show, but my studio is saying that I'm not, so I'm not sure what to think about that. I'm hoping you all can hear me and everything is working. If anybody's listening and is on Facebook, if you could shoot me a message saying that this is working, I would really, really, really appreciate it. Otherwise, I don't know what to do. Perhaps I should call in again. I don't know. Hey, Mercury retrograde. How you doing? Until I can get this part a little bit figured out. So I have a studio page, and it says that I am not called in. So I don't know what to think about that. I don't know if that means it's dead air for you guys, or you can hear me. Yay, someone sent me a message. Thank you. You guys are so awesome. Yeah, because according to my switchboard, I'm not there. So, whatever. But I am. Dun, dun, dun. Doesn't it fit in with our topic? Are you in alignment with your life? I don't think I'm in alignment with my radio show right now, or at least it is saying I'm not, but I am. Dun, dun, dun. I know. This Mercury retrograde, wow. So many miscommunications. It can be definitely undermining if you're working on a project. As most of you know, I am parent counsel for our school. I'm chairing it. I had decided only to do it for a year because I put my business stuff on hold to do this because, as we know, we have a certain amount of energy. And like I always say, treat your energy like money. Spend it where it's the most effective. So I knew if I kept going at the pace I was going, plus added that part in, I would be depleted and cranky. And, yeah, what kind of life is that? And, you know, looking back now, what a smart decision, because then our school bus chaos happened, and it took 8 months for that to resolve. So had I kept up the pace I was already at where I was super, you know, busy, that buzzword that we all use, and it kind of is a catchword, anyways, had I kept it all up, yeah, I wouldn't be as nearly as effective on everything. It's like stretching yourself too thin. Anyways, so this weekend is our golf tournament fundraiser, and after that, pretty much my official duties as parent council chair and fundraising president are over. I have learned so much, but I definitely don't want to do it again. Okay, so that does fit in with our topic about, you know, are you in alignment with your life? You know, do you feel in harmony with your existence? That is one of the big questions I get almost everybody that I read for. They feel like they're kind of out of balance with their, not always their life, but like their family dynamic, maybe their community, maybe their workplace. It just, it feels like some things are just too tight. I can't tell you how many people I read for who call themselves the black sheep of their family. More yet, more people say that than don't, which is interesting because I've read for, you know, thousands of people, yet there's a theme, a similarity to how people are feeling about it. And here's what I know for sure. We showed up on this planet with that energy of not quite fitting in, not feeling completely conforming to society. We just feel like we're a little bit left of center, I guess. The reason is we came here to learn about that. We came here to figure out what does that mean. We came here to be way showers. We came here to be leaders. We came here to navigate how it feels to not completely fit in and be conforming to what everybody else is doing. Now, if you're like me, I bet you found that you watch people. In a way, it's almost like you want to learn how to act in this society because you're just not quite sure. Are some of you doing that? Or all of you? I mean, part of it is just a human experience, right? Because we don't really know. That is true for everybody, right? I mean, that's why insecurity and lack of confidence is so rampant in our society, because we don't even know what that means. We're taught at a young age to not be entirely comfortable with yourself, and so we struggle. We work hard to try to figure that out, but that's part of our journey. It's part of why we're here at this time doing what we're doing. And we're the people that will follow our soul nudges, even if it doesn't match what other people think we should do. That should in there, that has such a heavy energy. Now, why did we choose to experience this? Well, because we're brave, number one. Number two is we want to grow. We want to become the best version of ourselves. What that means, we have no idea. What that looks like, who knows? But we certainly want to find out. And the payoffs with embracing this journey and recognizing that, yeah, I don't feel like I fit in, so I'm going to make the best of it. The payoff is that you become at peace with who you are on a soul level. Now, being at peace with who you are on a soul level does not mean you don't have any challenges and life's all lollipops, sunshine, and rainbows. But what it does mean is when those challenges happen, you get that they're for your own personal development and growth. No one's out to get you. No one's, you know, deciding that they have to control your life. Well, they might be. I shouldn't say it like that. But it's more about you not conforming, and people find that offensive. So my year as parent council chair has been so completely interesting. I have to give a shout out to all the ladies I work with and our principal and our teachers at our school. They've made it a good experience for me. Did we have glitches? Absolutely. You always do in a group dynamic. in a group dynamic, there's always, you know, certain people take certain roles. That should be a whole nother radio show. And, you know, it's getting to the end of my year and our final fundraiser, and it's going well. I mean, I'm having some conflicts with some people, but it's nothing insurmountable, and it all relates back to miscommunication. And, you know, we can have conversations to clear the air or not. I've learned not to take it personally. Because I have learned that if I believe in what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, nobody else's opinion can derail that. Now, to be clear on that, though, if someone else has a great idea or a better way of doing it, game on, let's do it that way then. I'm not closed off and saying it only has to be done this one way. But if somebody else has an opinion or an idea of how to do it, and I know for a fact that's not going to work because I'm psychic, I will shut that down. And it is causing some conflicts for me in this group. And I knew going in this was going to happen. I knew this would be the most challenging part for me because I feel everything. I know when someone's bad-mouthing me. I know when someone's congratulating me with sincerity. I know when someone's avoiding me. I notice when someone refuses to make eye contact with me. I know when someone's fake. I know when someone's sincere. I know who has my back and who doesn't. The beauty is I know all that. So I use it to my advantage. Like I work with the energy rather than fighting it. Now that is key. That is key for all of us that don't feel like we're quite normal. I've had people say to me, man, you just make me feel less weird. And I love that. Because, you know, those of us that are on this spiritual journey and we're psychic, we're intuitive, we're empathic, we feel everything, we know things, we do feel weird, right? Life would be simpler in a lot of ways if we didn't know what we know. At the same time, it wouldn't be so fascinating, right? Yeah, that's my job, to make everybody feel less weird. Basically, when you're in this energy of feeling like you don't quite fit in, just trust who you are. We all know that you can spend countless hours explaining your point of view to somebody else, and it's a waste of time. You're not in alignment. You're not on the same wavelength. Doesn't matter what you say, they are going to take offense to it or argue with you and be mad at you. That's why learning not to take these things personally is such a gift you give you. Such a gift. Because really, it's not about you personally. Like, it's not about you, who you are. It's about what you represent to them. It's their perception. And whether that's true or not true is not your problem. Not your problem, right? Unless you make it your problem. And you can. We can get so caught up in the trap of soothing other people's insecurities and egos in a group dynamic that it derails us from the purpose of our group. That is a cautionary thing. Don't get sucked up in that. I mean, people create drama. People thrive on it. But you know what? It is also true is they just don't know how to be any other way. So I'm an older parent. I'm 47 right now, 48 in August. And I had babies started when I was 36. So I am quite a bit older than a lot of the parents that I'm working with. And some days I really feel that. I don't feel old, ha, as if. I so don't feel old. But I do feel there's like an emotional maturity gap, and that's not a slam or a bash. It's a truth. As we get older, we get more secure. We get more comfortable with who we are. We get just more in tune with ourselves, you know? And so I feel that gap. And sometimes it feels awkward and uncomfortable, but really, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I've learned just not to take it personally. So yeah, sorry. I just had my phone going off because someone forgot that I have the radio show this morning. Usually it's my mom. I know, isn't that funny? My mom just sometimes forgets, or my husband, that I have radio show between 9 and 10 every Wednesday. It's just because they can't wait to talk to me and they forget. You know, it does fit with our topic too. People can also be caught in a bubble of who they are, the way they do things, and if things are not that way, they don't understand it, and it can feel like an attack to them. So this relates to not being, you know, in alignment with maybe your family. They don't understand you, and it feels uncomfortable to them. And so that's where it can feel like an attack on both sides. If you try to explain yourself and why you do things to someone who just simply can't hear you because they're not on the same frequency or wavelength as you, it can feel so disempowering. It can feel offensive on both sides. You have to recognize it's on both sides. It's like speaking to someone that speaks a foreign language. Now, those of us that have embraced this personal development journey, and a lot of it ends up being spiritual as well, because we come to this big realization that there's more to our world than just us. And it's not a tunnel. It's expansive. And because we know how good it feels to be on this journey and the rewards, we want everyone else to. But we have to recognize that they're on their own journey, and maybe they are not where you are. At the same time, perhaps they are beyond where you are. Now, I can feel like we get like, what? What do you mean? Are they better than I am? No, it's not that at all. Nobody's better than anyone else. Everybody is just on their own personal path. And perhaps they've already learned what you've learned, and you just are so excited by everything that you can't see that. Or the opposite, right? They're just not where you are. Neither is good or bad. It just is what it is. So that's why it's really imperative for us to remember that we're focusing on ourselves, not to the point of narcissism, but to the point of getting ourselves confident and comfortable with our own personal integrity. I know I chaired one meeting and some of the people involved got into a fight. I was like, oh my goodness, people, like really? And someone had come to the meeting in a bad mood and was fighting with everybody. And I was trying to get their attention subtly, because one thing I refuse to do is to publicly humiliate someone. If I have something to say to you, I will do it privately, one-on-one. I don't believe in a public trying to make someone look bad. I just don't believe in that because, first of all, because you're trying to bring their attention to something they're doing that isn't fitting with what you want to have happen, publicly bringing it, if you don't do it in a perfectly correct way that they can hear it and not be offended, it's not going to achieve what you need it to achieve. It's going to do the opposite, and it's going to become about how dare you say that to me, rather than about the behavior or what was happening that you wanted to neutralize. And so it was one of the least productive meetings we'd ever had. And afterwards, I talked to everybody involved privately, one-on-one, and explained to them how this was supposed to go and that their behavior was a bit inappropriate and this is not how we do things. I mean, I did it in a way this is where being empathic and psychic is so awesome. Because if I'm having a conversation with someone and I need them to hear what I am saying and it's for both of our mutual benefits, it does not work if someone's pushing an agenda on someone when they're not, it's not in their best interest. But it does work when it is in their best interest to hear what you have to say. So I tune into that. I tune into the energy of the situation, and I'm given words to use that other person hears me without being offended, frustrated, or upset. They might be later, right? They might think about what I said and be upset later, but then it's okay. They work through that, and we all move on. I learned that skill because I didn't feel like I fit in. Think about that. Those of you that don't feel like you fit in, I bet you have this skill. I bet you do. Use it. It's a gift. It's a talent. Use it. Okay. So let's all take a deep breath and just think about that a second. I know, I should have shut my phone off. I know better. So because I needed to recharge myself, and remember last week was a little crazy. Actually, all the weeks have been crazy lately. Anyways, last Thursday, I pulled the kids from school because they had Friday off, and we went to the mountains. We went to visit Grandma in Lethbridge, and we went to the mountains. I was hoping to buy a ranch. That didn't happen, but we recharged everything. And my phone didn't always work, and I completely unplugged from my life. Like my parent council, businesses, that life. And I just enjoyed what we were doing. We had adventures. We went to Waterton National Park, which is so beautiful. If you have never been there, I recommend you go. It is amazing energy. It will recharge you, guaranteed. We got to go and see some, meet some cool people in some towns, and then we got to go to the horse races on Saturday and enjoy all the beautiful ponies. And yeah, it totally recharged me so I could come back and deal with what I needed to deal with. I fully admit I am not an event planner. It does not bring me joy. Being parent council chair and fundraising president does not bring me joy. It has some joyful parts, absolutely. It has some rewards, absolutely. But it also has a lot of challenges that if it was my everyday and a full-time gig without an ending date, I don't even know what to say about that. Just even saying that, did you guys feel that? That my energy just went, ugh. Not my thing. Totally not my thing. I have lots of people saying, oh, no, you're doing so good. You need to stay in this position. No, thank you. I want to get back to building my empire. I want to get back to, you know, hanging out more with my cows and horses and my psychic cowgirl business because the coaching part of it is going so well. I love it so because I get to use hypnotherapy and guided meditations with people to get them to new levels of understanding about themselves, and it's fabulous. Fabulous. Okay, so every time a client will tell me that they don't feel like they fit in, that they actually feel like they're an alien, I send them to the website lightconnection.org. Get a reading from her. It's fabulous. Because let's be realistic. This planet and this life that we have right now cannot be all there is. Our universe is too expansive. Our universe is too complicated. Our universe is too big. There has to be more going on. Look how we can have parallel lives. We can, like, skip through. We can, sometimes it feels like we're in other dimensions. Like, look at energetically how funky our universe is. I mean, you can experience something and it completely changes who you are. So it'd be pretty narcissistic of us as humans to think this is it. So the reason I send people to lightconnection.org is because she has a website where she lists other planets, and she has lists of celebrities that have had lives on other planets. It just makes you feel a little less alone. It makes you feel like, yeah, maybe I do feel like an alien because my last life was on a different planet, and this one just feels so foreign to me because of that. But know that you chose to come here to experience that part. There's a lot of people on our planet that we feel like we're aliens, that we don't fit in here. But it's not true. We do fit in. And we are the leaders and the way showers. And it doesn't mean it has to be leadership in a big grand way. It can be subtle. Mostly it's about just making peace with your life and living it. Figuring out what makes you happy, what makes you not happy. Finding those things that lift your energy, build your soul, and those things that make you feel less than. And then minimize them. And know that when you're on this spiritual journey and you're transitioning, I look at it as we're transitioning into, I don't know, I guess better, for lack of a better word, pun intended, into a better version of ourselves. So if you look back 10 years ago, who you are today is not who you were 10 years ago, because you're growing, you're evolving. There's great rewards with this personal development, because every time you go through a challenge or you get one of those ahas, you get another layer of confidence. You get another layer of figuring out who you are and why you are here. I don't get as many questions about life purpose as I used to, and I think it's because there was this global transition, or at least with my clients, of realizing it is what you make of it. What's your life purpose? To live your life. To figure out what makes you happy, to figure out what makes you sad. That is your true life purpose. If there's a career involved, great. If there's not, great too. Very few people have the complete boxed up packaged life purpose of saving orphans in Uganda. Some people do. It's more complicated and expansive than just that simple saving orphans in Uganda. But most people, your life purpose is to figure out who you are, what you stand for, and live your life knowing all that. Sounds simple, but we all know it's vastly complicated. Because you don't know. You don't know until it's a personal experience. Right? People can tell you, oh, this is how this feels and this is how this goes, but until you actually experience it personally, you don't truly know. That's why we have such crazy things happen to us. Learning curves, huge, huge learning curves. So some of my tools and tricks for when this gets overwhelming, find a happy place, whether it's your cow pasture, whether it's mountains, whether it's a lake, whether it's sitting by a river, whether it's a crowded mall. Some people, that's their happy place. They love the busy energy of other people. Nothing wrong with that. Find your happy place, and when things feel overwhelming and you feel like you're drowning in stuff, make a point of going to your happy place and recharging. Sometimes I just go sit out in my cow pasture. I just go visit my horses for a 10, 15-minute pet. They may think I'm giving them attention, but really, they're helping me ground my energy. It's mutual. I'll find a cat to pet. My big orange cat is really good for that. And he even looks like an alien sometimes. His name is Alex, and I swear, sometimes he's got, like, these bulging, bright green alien eyes. We always joke, oh, Alex is an alien right now. I think he's an Arcturian. And he just comes, he switches in from cat form to alien form whenever he wants to. He has not teleported in a long time. This is a cat that I'm sure teleports, but he won't teach me how. You know, he hasn't done it for a really long time. Now that I talked about it, maybe he will again just to torment me. He's so cool. He's so friendly. He loves when people come to visit. Alex does. So why couldn't a cat be an alien, right? What if they came here to learn about stuff? I don't believe in the conspiracy theories about aliens. I don't believe aliens want to take over our planet, because the way I see it, why would they? We're not exactly taking the best care of it. And if they want to come help us, that's cool. If they want to come take us over, why would you? Well, I guess. Maybe that's some people's agenda. What I don't quite understand is, why wouldn't they have done it already if that was their agenda? I mean, it's not like they couldn't, I guess. I don't know. You can get all caught up in the conspiracy theories. I admit, I love reading them. I find it fascinating, even if I don't believe all of them. But it's interesting to read those perspectives, because imagination, right? Where does all that come from? Does it come from past experiences? Does it come from present experiences? Can you imagine something that you've never experienced? I don't know. Because what if we've not experienced it in this lifetime? Or what if we are experienced it in a different dimension? And that's how we imagine it. I know, it's like a rabbit hole or a wormhole, and you can get all caught up in it. Again, don't let it become obsessive. Just take it for fun. See what new insights you can get. Again, if you read at lightconnection.org about characteristics of beings on other planets, and you feel some of them fit you, it's going to make you feel less alone. I guarantee it. Because then you'll go, oh, okay. So last time I lived on Cirrus. Pleiades is a popular one. I like the Arcturians. But there's a whole group of them on there. And so go read it. Go investigate it. Go check it out. Use it for entertainment, use it for truth, whatever fits your soul. Again, learning more about yourself and who you are, what you stand for, and being deeply rooted in your own integrity will help you not to take things personally when you just feel like you don't fit in. And I know for sure that feeling this uncomfortable, not fitting in, when it gets a little more intense, it's because you're going to go to the next level. Because if you stop and think right now, something that would have bothered you, I mean, it might even be something that would have bothered you a month ago, no longer has that power over you. You worked through some energy, and now that doesn't bother you. Celebrate those. Notice those. It's important, because it's like a validation. It's not like, it is a validation that what you're doing is getting you results. You know, situations arise and you don't react the way you would have before, and you're a little calmer, a little more peaceful about it, and you just handle it. That is huge, my friends, huge. And then you can come to the realization that when someone else is bugging your energy, either they could be triggering you for you to look at something. They could be bugging you for you to go, oh, it's not personal. That's their stuff, not mine. And it could be for that reason, for you to have an opportunity to recognize how much work you've done on yourself. personal development is not easy, but it's worth it. And you're going to go through a phase where you notice other people not doing it and them reacting in ways that feel like petty to you and emotionally immature. Don't ever say that because it's offensive. Just reward yourself that you have chosen and worked at not reacting that same way. But don't get too carried away, because then a new situation might come along and you might fall back into that same pattern because it's familiar. That just means you have a little more work to do. Not bad or good, it just is what it is. And if we didn't have these situations, we would never learn anything. We can become obsessed with being perfect and showing everybody else that we're perfect and not letting anyone else see the real us or the flaws. And that's a heavy load to carry. Heavy load to carry. Be who you are. It's perfect in its own self. We're here to experience the happy, the sad, the angry, the bitter, the joyful, all of it. There's other planets, and I know this for sure because I took a channeling class, and we tuned into a being from a different planet, and their energy to me felt like robots. You know what? It disturbed me. I was a little bit freaked out by it until I could work through how I felt. They didn't have emotions. That wasn't part of their incarnation on the planet they were on. They were very good at other types of things. And for me, it felt sad. Yet, it didn't to them because they didn't feel like that, right? Again, it was my perception, and one of the things I enjoy about being human is feeling all the emotions. So I could judge it and say, oh, that'd be a terrible planet to live on. Oh, my goodness, I would never want to be there because blah, 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 blah. Yet, if I was incarnated on that planet, I would not know any different. So I wouldn't feel like I was missing out because I wouldn't know any different. Remember that when you're dealing with people. They have their own belief systems, their own perception, and maybe they just are not capable, and it's not bad or good, it just is what it is, of understanding where you're coming from. So if I met up with those beings from that planet, we would have a hard time communicating, probably. I'd be like this, you know, emotional, crazy person saying all these things that they just couldn't compute. It's like fighting with your computer, right? Until you learn each other's language. And sometimes your computer never does learn your language. Or communicating with an animal, right? Till you find that common way to communicate energetically, they don't really understand your words. They understand tone of voice. They feel energies and intentions, but that's a completely different way of, you know, communicating than what we do with humans. Think about that when you're dealing with people that you just don't feel like you fit in. What if the reason you are experiencing situations where you don't feel like you fit in because there's another person in that group, in that scenario, who feels the same but cannot voice it? And you are showing them without, you know, knowing for sure that that's what's going on, you are showing them that it's okay without having to actually say the words. Being, you know, accused or acknowledged that you beat to your own drum is a gift. Now, we may not be comfortable with that because we want to be part of the crowd and conform and feel like we fit in. But what if we were meant simply to stand out? What if that's part of your soul lessons, this incarnation? And how do you know if the situation keeps repeating? And then you make peace was that perhaps your way of thinking, your way of being is not like everybody else. But you know what would be surprising to you? If you actually sat down, had a conversation, an honest, open conversation, you would be amazed at how many other people feel the same. But we don't voice it because it feels like a weakness. And nobody wants to be weak. Because if you're weak, or other people feel you're weak, you could become attacked, bullied, harassed. And so some people just are not brave enough to let the world know they're, you know, a little left of center, a little eccentric, a little bit free-spirited. Yet we are told to be that way. Yet when we act that way, we get reined in. It's a very contradictory society. And to navigate that, you just have to figure out who you are. When you figure that out deep in your core energy, nothing can derail that. As I said to someone when I was coaching them for business purposes, I said, do you know what you're doing? They replied, yes. I said, then quit trying to explain it to everybody else. Just trust your own self. If you know what you're doing and you're good with that, quit trying to explain it because they can't hear you anyway. Just show them. People are people, and people want to bring down other people to elevate themselves without even being aware that's what they're doing. It's just the way our society has navigated. There's a difference between, oh, do you know what happened to her and what she did? I just wish I could help her, and I just don't understand why she did what she did, but she must have her reasons, as compared to, oh, do you know what she did? Who does she think she is doing that? I can't believe she did that. Vastly different energies. One is actually energetically helping that person, and the other one is a psychic attack. Feeling that you're better than somebody else and slamming what they're doing is a way you give yourself energy. It's not a positive way for sure, but it is a way to give yourself energy. We can temporarily elevate ourselves by making someone else feel bad because then we feel superior. I tell you what, it's like a sugar rush, though. It's short-lived, and there's consequences that you're not going to like. That's one of the laws of karma. There's a difference between discussing someone's behavior, trying to understand it, and, you know, with an intention of maybe trying to help them, than there is bashing someone solely for the purpose of making yourself feel superior. And so if you have people in your life that you feel bash you to make themselves feel superior, remember, it's not actually personal to you, because if they actually took the time to have a conversation with you, ask you why you do what you're doing, or get to know you, then that wouldn't happen. But if they keep you like kind of like a window between you two, so they can bash you and make themselves feel better with and not take any responsibility or accountability, because there's like this window where they don't have to, you know, accept the consequences of what they're doing to you. I mean, they're going to get them anyway. Not accept, I guess acknowledge would be the right word, of what they're actually doing. Again, do your best to not take it personally. Ground your energy deep into the earth. Do the chakra cleanses and balances so that you are free and you are clear on who you are. Find your happy place. Maybe it's online shopping and filling up your cart and then walking away. You know, having that energy of, oh, I could if I wanted to, and then walking away. Because actually buying it's going to make you feel worse. If it's a blizzard outside and I can't go outside, I do that. I go online shopping, fill up my cart, and then delete it all and walk away. I just want the energy of what it gives me. I don't want the actual products usually. I mean, I can, you know, visualize, imagine using them for fun, But bottom line is, I'm well aware I don't actually want the products. I just want the feeling and the power that comes with being able to buy it if I want it. I hope that makes sense. It's something I do. And once I became aware of that's what I do, it's easier to walk away from it, right? We always look for signs and symbols. Get the Animal Spirit Guidebook from Stephen Farmer to help with signs and symbols. Powerful stuff. Because when we feel bogged down and out of balance with our life, we look for signs and symbols to help us. That's human nature. Go with that. Okay, so it says I have enough time to do the chakra cleanse, so let's do that. Thank you all for listening, and I'll be back again next week. Okay, I don't think that's working. And now I can't stop it. Dun, dun, dun. Hello, Mercury retrograde. How you doing? Okay, well, it's not playing for me. So, I'll speak it. Let's just do that. Feet flat on the floor. Ground your energy deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Deep, deep, deep. Do you need some crystals for this, too? I love black tourmaline. Okay, visualize or imagine two balls of light coming up from the bottoms of your feet, working up through your ankles, up through your legs, up through your knees, up through your thighs, and both balls of light meet at your pelvis. That's where your root chakra is. And so we are going to visualize or imagine your root chakra as a ball. Or if there's something else that fits better for you, use that. And we're going to spin it to clean all the energies. Spinning, spinning, spin that root chakra. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Clearing all the energy out of the root chakra. All those worries about money and jobs and stuff like that. We're going to clean it all up. Nice. Nice. We're going to ask Archangel Raphael to come help us if we're stuck, to vacuum away all those energies and change them into fairy dust. Sure, why not? Great, fantabulous. Okay, put that back if you popped it out. You know, there's no way to do this wrong. Just whatever you can imagine or visualize, or maybe it's simply a feeling. If you're just listening to my words and having the feeling, all of it works. There's not a wrong way. Okay, move up to our orange, our sacral chakra. Let's spin that one. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning, fabulous. Okay, now that that's all clean and clear, let's move up a little bit to the yellow chakra, our solar plexus power one. Let's spin that one. We feel empowered and strong and courageous. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Spinning, spinning. Great. Okay. Spin that one just a little bit more. Great. Okay. Nice. Couple more. Okay, good. Okay. Now that one's all spun. Let's have it back in place and let's move up to our heart chakra, which is green. We're going to spin that until it's nice and sparkly green, full of love and generosity of spirit. Let's do it. Go. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. Nice. When we feel out of alignment with our world, it can hit us in our solar plexus and our heart chakras. Because, you know, we can feel unloved if we just feel like we don't fit, and it's not true. We are loved. Not always understood, but we are loved. Okay, great. Nice job. Nice job. Okay, now that that one's all sparky, let's move up to our throat chakra. And we're going to spin that one. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Not always easy to speak our truth, and sometimes it's just better to keep our mouth shut. If I find that my throat chakra feels clogged and I can't say what I want to say because it wouldn't be in my best interest or the best interest of the person that I'm dealing with, I go and I use the tool that's on my website about the soul letter, and I write a letter to the situation, and then I burn it. Clears all the energy. Super effective. And it's a way to say what you need to say without dealing with the consequences of someone else's ego. And you can write the letter to people. You can write it to situations. It's fabulous. Okay, we're going to spin our throat one just a little bit more. Lots of miscommunications going on with Mercury retrograde. Dun, dun, dun. I don't even know when it's over. It might be over right away, actually. For some reason, I think maybe June 11th. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up. Might even do a happy dance when that's over. Woot, woot. Okay. Now that our throat chakra is all clean and ready to do what we need to do, let's move up to our third eye, which is in our forehead. And it's an indigo color. Let's spin that one, so we can have clear, concise messages that we understand. That's the key, right? We get messages constantly, but we don't always know how to interpret them. That comes with practice. Lots of practice. And I also find if I feel like my intuition and my messages are getting clogged and I'm not fully understanding them, I take a break. I take a break from online because so much information comes that way that it can be overwhelming completely. Take a break. Nice. Nice. Okay. Now that one's all clean, let's move up to our crown chakra, which is violet and is at the top of our head. When we're receiving information downloads, sometimes this crown chakra will tingle. So let's spin that so we can receive clear information also. Having this one clear and balanced also helps us know who we are. We balance the bottom part of the chakras, like the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, to give us that firm foundation. And then the more creative ones, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, so we can pursue the life that we dream about. Fantastic. Didn't that just a little bit more? Okay, great. Now that all those are spun and clean and fabulous, let's visualize or imagine a ball of light at the top of our heads. And let's move that ball of light down through our head, down through our throat, down through our chest, down through our tummy, to our pelvis, break it in two, down through our legs, down through our knees, down through our shins, to our ankles, through our feet, and deep, 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 deep into Mother Earth, grounding our energy. We feel clean, we feel clear, we feel strong, and we can take and handle our lives. Okay, well, I'm going to see if my outro actually works, and if it doesn't, I'll just make something up. And no. Or if it is, I don't hear it. Okay. Well, I'll make something up then. Thank you all for listening. You just don't get the music because, believe me, I'm not going to sing. None of you would appreciate that. Yeah, it's not my thing. I can talk, but singing, not so much. So thank you all for listening. Send me good juju for my Saturday event, that it goes well and we raise a lot of money for our school programs and good things for our kids. I know, sometimes I do wonder, like, what was I thinking when I'm planning on moving still as soon as I find that ranch. So chances are my kids might not be at this school in September, but I'm putting all my energy into making this successful. That, my friend, is because I have integrity. So send me good juju for that day, and I look forward to sharing more information with you next week. Bye-bye.